Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And today, I want to welcome y'all. I'm glad you could join us. Anybody that's a first-time listener, we welcome you. And we pray that what we have to say will be a help to you, a tool to learn how to discern between the good and the bad and that's going on in the churches today, and also to just learn more about the Bible. That's what we're here for. Today we want to talk about a topic called, "Will All Be Saved in the End?" I hear this all the time from a lot of people, that say that they love God and they know who God is and they're a good person, and no way God's going to make anybody go to hell if they're a good person. There's also people that say that, Jesus is not that type of a person. God's not that type of a God. And Jesus ain't that type of a person. They call him instead of God. And they just don't believe that there's a judgment for not accepting Jesus as their personal savior. I've heard people say Jesus doesn't judge, so why should you and why should anybody else? But they forget that Jesus does judge, and Jesus will be your final judge. Jesus is the one who will be there that you have to stand in front of. And he, God, has given to the Son all of the authority of judgment. So when you get what you like to call the pearly gates, you're going to be judged by Jesus himself, either to enter heaven or to enter hell. That will be your judgment, one of the two. And it will be by Jesus himself. So 1 Corinthians 15:45-48. "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last man, Adam, became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man." Now, Paul's showing a contrast here, folks, of the first Adam, who was a natural being made of earth, a natural finite being, and the last Adam, God, who became man, who represents the new humanity. Now, in the above verses I just read you, which is 1 Corinthians 15:45-48, well, in verse 47, he tells us the first man was of the earth. The second man is the Lord God from heaven, who came down to earth, taking upon himself a human form. In verse 21, Paul writes, "Since by man came death, by a man came the resurrection from the dead." Now, this is another contrast, that what is from the earth goes back to the ground. But the new man is brought into a permanent state, not subject to the elements of nature that has fallen. Paul writes that in the first Adam, we all sinned and died. Everyone who is descended from Adam has inherited this nature and penalty. That's Romans 3:23. That's where that's from. And that, anyone who is descended from Adam has inherited the nature and penalty. That's all of us. So that's why Jesus is necessary, folks. We all have inherited the first Adam's nature and the penalty that goes with it. Now, Romans 5:12 says, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus spread to all men because all sinned." Well, sin came and death came from sin. Everybody dies. So we see sin and death are synonymous, with each other. It's just the way it's simple. 1 Corinthians 15:21-22, says, "For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." 1 Corinthians 15:21-22. "Everyone who ever lived will be resurrected. However, it will depend on their receiving the Savior, whether they will have eternal life with God and not apart from him. And apart from him, folks, is hell. In verse 57 of the verses I read to you, Paul gives a qualification. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Without God, there would be no Jesus. It says, listen what it really is saying here. But thanks be to God who, see, there's the key word in that verse, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God gave us Jesus. Do you see how simple the gospel message is? God gave us Jesus, who gives us the victory. Jesus gives us the victory. God gave us Jesus. Jesus gives us our victory. It's just a simple chain of events that we have an option of believing and accepting or not. Now, man, now doesn't have the ability to choose contrary to his nature on his own, so God had to intervene. Now, we know that. He sent his Son into the world to be the Savior, and after he rose, the Holy Spirit was sent into the world to convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment to turn people to the Son. So without repentance, believing in the gospel, there is no partaking of the resurrection unto life. You follow that? Without repentance and believing in the gospel, there's no partaking of the resurrection unto life. You have to repent and believe. And what do you believe in? You believe the gospel, the word of God, and Jesus the Christ. Scripture uses Adam as a type of him who has come to reverse this effect. Christ, by his perfect obedience to the law, became our sin bearer. If we believe in him, we are considered righteous, which is the same thing, as justified. And one day we will be made righteous without sin. Both Adams, the first and the last, were the federal heads of the human race. You follow that? The first Adam, after he fell, was the federal head of sin. The last Adam, of righteousness and life. It's again, very simple. It's a simple concept if we don't make things hard. And so many times we try to dig so deep into the scripture, we make it so hard, it's pathetic to some of the conversations you can get into over something so simple. Everybody's got to throw their 2 cents in and say, well, could it be this? Could it be that? Nothing. Read it. It's pretty simple. We jokingly say it's Greek to me. Well, learn the Greek then. That's all I can tell you. Learn the Greek. Read it. It's not that hard. Read the Bible, folks. It'll tell you. The first brought sin and death. The last was the life-giving spirit to everybody who believed. 1 Corinthians 15:45. God sees only two men as the sources for the human race, Adam and Jesus. Everyone is either part of the first Adam or the last Adam. Both were created directly by God and without sin. Adam's fallen nature, the first Adam's fallen nature, folks, is transferred by inheritance. We inherit the first Adam's fallen nature. In order to have eternal life, we must be reborn of the spirit of the last Adam, who is Jesus, or we will die in our sins in our inherited nature from the first Adam. We can't get rid of that sin nature on our own. We have no way. And that's why flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God, which is 1 Corinthians 15:50. It is fallen. It needs a transformation, but we first need a spiritual rebirth. The last Adam, Jesus, came to undo the effects of the first Adam. Revelation 2:11 tells us, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. What is the second death? Well, it's important to read and understand this. Revelation 26. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation 20:12-15 says, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged each according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. My land sakes, how simple can it be? And I know there's a lot of you out there that know it's simple. But for those that have a hard time understanding, don't try to make it so hard. The second death is a resurrection unto the last judgment. Now, Revelation 21:8 goes on to say, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. In other words, folks, listen now. One must have their name in the book of life to not receive the punishment of the second death. We do not want to be judged by our works because they are all insufficient, folks, to give us approval from God. Now, remember back in Galatians, for those that know the Bible, in Galatians 2:16, it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, instead we rely on. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's Romans 5:1, that last half. So, the first half, Galatians 2:16, says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith in Christ Jesus. Well, what we tend to rely on is, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, you can't be justified by works of the law. You can't. You have to have the faith to understand Jesus, believe Jesus, follow Jesus, repent of your sins. That's the only way you're going to have peace with God, and that's through Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, that's Jesus speaking. John wrote it down. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Makes it pretty plain. If there was no other verse in the Bible but that one, it's pretty plain, isn't it? According to Jesus' own words, people, this is exclusive to only those who receive him, believe in him, exercise faith, will be the recipients. Most people who have a problem with that statement and look to make an excuse for everyone else to be, you know, they want everybody else to be included. Well, if everyone is to be saved, then this means all the despots, evil people in the world that the world's ever seen will, you know, be okay as well. Well, we know that's not right. Something they don't want to commit, is that. They don't want to admit the truth. This means now that the gospel of no consequence, since all will receive the benefit whether they believe or not. That cannot be right. What good is the gospel message of Jesus if we're not going to listen to it? We can't make our own gospel up. If they did not accept Jesus as the only way for others, then they did not for their own lives. They did not accept Jesus, folks. You just cannot live a life saying, I do well, I'm a good person, I love my family, I love my friends, I love God, and expect to make it to heaven. John 11:25-26, Jesus said to this lady, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Seems one, would have to believe before they die to have the promise of being resurrected, wouldn't it? It says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live. Let's continue on in the morning with this, and we're just about done with it. So we'll continue on in the morning. Glad you could be here with us. We love you. The Lord loves you. We love having you with us. God bless you, and we'll talk more in the morning.